Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Rosie, here's a crazy question. Why did you tweet saying you've bought 10 new puzzles this year already, even though I lent you a puzzle about a year and a half ago and you're still yet to complete it? To me, that's just mad and poor puzzle etiquette, but like, whatever, just give me a call back when you get this, and I hope your new puzzles are amazing, but like, just fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, I lent, oh, you know what? I'm not having this argument with you. I love you. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Hello. And welcome to the show.
I'm not ready.
It's Rosie and Helen's podcast.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
My name is Helen Bauer. Okay.
We're on series 4.
Yeah.
And every single episode, we look at each other and we're like, right, we're gonna go now.
We fucking don't.
But
we don't.
This one, you started and I was still having my water.
Yeah, because our guest has been sitting here for like 30 minutes watching you eat a cheese sandwich, which to be honest, wasn't a nice watch, but he watched it because he's fucking respectful. And then you're just sitting there trying to like drink your water, drinking your flat white, which I bought for you, and I thought I'd started to be professional, so he wasn't waiting any longer.
You bought that water.
Oh, I didn't buy the water. We all know I didn't buy the water. So do you want to do it your way or can I keep singing my song?
Oh, let's sing.
Hello and welcome to the show. It's Helen and Rosie's podcast. Hello. It's Daddy Look At Me. It's like Book of Mormon. How are you not getting this?
Hello, Helen. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, you are. I wanted to say you're looking lovely, but then I just seen you got cleavage.
Yeah.
So now you think I'm just saying it because you got your tits.
You've only ever complimented me when I'm wearing a low-cut top, and I am aware of it, and so is everyone else, and it makes us feel really fucking dirty, to be honest with you. But look, can I please give you this? Red, I want you to be part of this. Welcome to our guest today, Red Richardson. He's an amazing stand-up comedian, blah, blah, blah. Yay!
Hello.
We'll sound a bit more happy.
Hi.
Man. Thank you.
Thank you.
So basically...
You look lovely too. And
oh, thank you.
Your tits aren't out.
No, I'm not a... slut like her.
Whoa! I prefer slaggy whore, actually. Thank you very much. Slut. That is my mother. Right, so basically, me and Rosie have this ongoing problem, which is apparently at one point or another, I went to Germany, which I do a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll send you a postcard, and I didn't, which isn't a big deal.
It is!
But apparently that made her fall into some sort of crazy depression, which it didn't, but she's made it sound that way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. She spent all morning crying.
You literally didn't. I mean, this morning you did spend the morning crying, but that is not related to this, so please be more respectful. So basically, a lovely woman I know called Charlotte.
It's like that time we went to York where I'm from.
And gave you a fridge magnet from York, so I don't know what this drama is. I gave you a fridge magnet. Yeah, I went with Snooptown and Nicola Ray.
I saw on Instagram. Yeah. Like you had a really
Are you upset
good time.
You weren't invited as well?
No.
No, because you're easygoing.
When I was thinking, where's Rosie? When you were
yeah!
the whole time.
Thank
Fuck you!
No, I did.
Thank
I thought this is.
You!
Do you want this gift? Like, do you want this gift?
Yeah, it's her hometown.
It's not. She's from Bridlington.
Doesn't matter.
I live there.
Okay, right. Everyone stop for a second. We're going to do some breathing because this is not the energy we're going into this with, because I'm not in the mood for this, okay? And listener, please join in. We're going to be going in for a count of five and out for a count of five. We're going to be holding for three in the middle. Your shoulders can't raise up. My mum taught me at the Ambauer School of Drama they can't raise. It's in the diaphragm.
Right.
In for five.
One, two, three, four, five.
Hold for three, two, three. Out for five, four, three, two, one. Well, I took it seriously, and I hope that the dear listener did as well. Now, Rosie, there is a lovely woman called Charlotte.
Great envelope.
Who has sent us the best envelope ever. She lives in Karlsruhe, which is a lovely town. And they do amazing comedy gigs there as well, if you go to Scruffy's Bar. And she has listened to you bullying me and yelling at me about not sending you a postcard, that she has been kind enough to send me a blank postcard from Germany to give to you in the hopes that this ends.
Oh, my God.
So are you ready to be grateful?
Yeah. But have you
And
been?
It's the most German postcard of all time. Oh. She was like, should I do one from like Karlsruhe or like a super German one? And I was like, go German.
So
I'm going to come over and give it to you, okay?
Yeah.
It's like confetti in the envelope as well.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
I know.
This is so great. So it's a postcard with flowers, cake, more cake, teacup, and what's that alcohol?
It's a recipe for Black Forest Gatto.
Yes, please, my favourite gatto.
It's actually.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're joking.
It's my favourite.
And she's put the recipe on the back for you. And also, she sent us some stickers of Scruffy's, which I think you should have, because I already have a couple, because I've performed there. So thank you, Charlotte.
Helen.
What?
Did you write this?
Yeah, she sent me a blank one, and I wrote a message on it for you.
What did you write?
She sent a blank message. And Helen, I put, here you go.
And?
Three kisses.
Three kisses, yeah.
That's
not...
No!
There's no... No! There's no heart there. No.
Don't make me have this conversation again on the podcast.
Right,
okay, right, genuinely though, I'm sending postcards. I'm never going to get one from her because what's it going to be? Like a wobbly X. Is the thing. So what's the point in giving when you're not going to get a good return on it? Have you ever seen her handwriting?
It's really nice.
It's illegible. Red.
I think that's worse than not giving her one, what you've done.
I believe... Right, if we're going to blame me, we're going to blame Charlotte as well.
No, Charlotte gave him all the tools.
Yeah.
You could have put this right once and for all.
And what you just wrote, here you go.
And three kisses. And three kisses.
What does that mean?
Like love, love, love.
No, but what does here you go mean? There's the thing I didn't want to do.
There we go. We're done now. We can leave this conversation topic
awful.
And move on.
It's so passive aggressive.
I'd also like the listener to know that if anyone is thinking of sending a postcard to Rosie or I, Charlotte also included one for me that says, keep calm and be a princess with a lovely message on it.
And it's got a lovely...
It's so lovely.
What does it say?
It's just like something about like... Dear Helen, you don't really need to be reminded to always be a princess, as you totally always are, but maybe it'll inspire everyone around you to keep calm so you can let your awesome princessness shine through. Hope everything is working out well for you, and may all of your puzzle pieces always be in their correct box. Love from Charlotte.
And I got here you.
I love Charlotte. You know what, I'm just going to, like, listener, I'm sorry, this is going to be one of those episodes. Apparently we're just not in the zone, and Red's a really good guest, but, you know, we're fucking it up for him.
Hello, Red, how are you?
I'm all right, not bad. It's It's good to be here.
Yeah, aww, good to you. Be out.
Mm.
Now, we're here to talk about Tiny Little Red.
Who I imagine was an adorable little chap.
Is she Red your full name or is it Redmond?
No, it's actually just Red.
So Redmond's not a name, that's Raymond, you
know. No, Redmond is a name.
Okay, well, I'll take it back. No. Sorry, Redmond's a name.
My friend, she called Redmond.
Do you call him Red for short?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. So, Paul.
Okay, you know, we'll go fuck yourselves, both of you.
So, tell me about Tiny Little Red. Was he a good boy? Did he like...
It sounds like you're doing like progression, like, you know, with like a hypnotherapist, like take us back to when you were younger.
Did he like attention?
Not from, I hated attention from adults.
What about other children?
I liked it from other children, never from adults. Because I just thought, it's like my brother and stuff got more attention. They were, my brother used to sort of say words wrong and everyone would laugh. So he'd say helicopter and he couldn't stop saying it. So he'd get stuck. So if anything was circular, like you go helicopter and like washing machine, machine. So if anything went in a circle, he got stuck saying the word and would just go around. But he'd get huge laughs for that, and I just thought it was stupid.
How old were you when you were like, that's fucking hack of shit?
No, I was like, fine, but I didn't like speaking to adults because I just thought this isn't, you know, you don't really care.
That's a really bleak five-year-old.
Yeah, I was. I used to mumble to myself. I didn't speak to people. I couldn't sleep in the same room as my mum and dad, not even in a cot. So I had to have my own room. Lights had to be off.
I hated it.
Wait. What is happening? What is happening? We are so close to getting into a trauma that this is not this podcast.
No, I was just born that way.
As a baby, you were aware that you wanted to be alone.
Yeah, in the dark. Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like being touched. I just didn't like adults. You know, it's the same now of like...
You get spooked if no one says hello to you.
I can only speak to children.
It gets creepier as you get older.
Yeah,
actually,
it gets worse. But, no, I just don't like, you know, they go, oh, what you been up to? And you just go, that's just a question. You don't, there's no, you know, you're just saying stuff because...
Just say finger painting and move on.
You can. You just go, or you don't make eye contact. You stare at the floor and you mumble until they feel weird enough they walk away.
Yeah, but then you go for weird tests, Red.
Yeah, I did.
You did. Right, so you didn't want anyone to look at you, touch you, talk to you. You wanted to be alone in a dark room.
Yeah.
And your brother was out there literally being the cutest little
the
thing
star
of all time.
The show,
is he older than you?
Older. He now doesn't like it. He could never, like, he comes to gigs and he doesn't like people asking him questions, you know.
Oh, my God.
So it's what?
It's sort of swapped. I'm still the same. Like, if I go home to my mum and dad's and there's, like, people in the kitchen I don't like, I'll sit in my car. I can see them because my mum and dad live in the middle of nowhere, so you can see the light will, like, you can see from like half a mile away who's in the house. And so if there's like people around I can't be bothered to speak to, I'll just park up and turn the lights off.
You mean like when your parents have people over when you're younger and you sort of hide upstairs because you don't want to do the...
Yeah, now I do that.
This is my daughter Helen.
Yeah.
Oh! I never did that.
No, I can imagine you going down and showboating.
Hello!
But you, how old are you now?
31.
But you're all right with being touched now.
Like, I don't mind it. I haven't minded hugging being banned. I think that's been quite good, actually.
Oh, I've hated it.
Yeah. No, I don't mind it. It's just sometimes it's a bit, you know, you go, oh, come on, do we have to do this, you know?
Yeah. I do know what you mean. It's just as a child where you get all your nutrients, love and need and attention from a caregiver, it's just weird that you rejected it as a baby.
Yeah,
Nutella, yogurt, you get all the stuff you need.
So they would just leave you in a dark room with a tub of Nutella.
No. No, I just didn't. I hated speaking to people, adults, I think. Or maybe even kids. I just didn't like it.
No, you didn't.
That's really upsetting.
No, it's not. I really enjoyed it. I had a great time.
Honestly, if you go quiet, you can hear Jack crying in the next room.
So you didn't even hug your parents. Mm.
I would hug my mum, but no one else. I wasn't up for it.
What's school like for a kid who likes the dark and doesn't like to be touched or talked to? So, like, would you talk to your peers but not the teacher?
I talked to the teacher and stuff. I just didn't. There was teachers I kind of liked, but I didn't. I wasn't like a look at me kid with. And with kids, I was. I'd enjoy to make people laugh and stuff from a young age, but I'd never bothered to because I felt. Yeah, when I was younger, you go, oh, you're just doing this because we're kids. So it's always this sort of, you know, being patronised. And I just didn't, you'd be like, oh, we're going to do a presentation for these people. You go, they don't actually care, you know?
We're only just realising this as you're talking right now. Yeah. Look at Rosie. And she's realising that all the show should for her parents, they didn't actually
care. They thought it was shit. That's.
I can't comprehend having that. Self-aware.
I was a genius, I think. No, I don't know. No, I was just. This is looking back, so I'm probably giving myself more. But no, I was. It was. It did feel like that, and I still have it now. You know, when someone asks you and they go, "Oh, what's the, you know, what's going on?" You go, "I just
asked you that."
Yeah, I don't mind it for you, though.
And you're attached how you work.
I like both of you, though, so I can talk to you. But, you know, if you just sort of walk into a room, I can't work a room. If someone goes, oh, you know what, and you go, you don't actually want to know what I've been up to, you know? Because what are you going to say? They go, what you been up to? You go, took a shit, I watched something weird, I got furious because of... Someone who's supposed to be my friend got something good happened to them and I'm secretly hate them.
Do you want to talk about the shit you had?
No.
It's hard to judge right now. I'm not going to lie. And also, you're saying that you like to get a laugh and entertaining the other kids at your school. But to be honest with you, I don't know what material you would have.
It was good
stuff. Be incredibly droll.
No. It was droll. But I think it was different because they were all doing, you know.
Oh, spelling again today, is it?
Yeah. That sort of stuff.
That wasn't getting a laugh. You need to know that.
Well, you weren't getting laughs.
I wouldn't have got a laugh. I got a laugh. I got loads of laughs at school.
What, when you were at school?
Yeah, well, I was thick, so I would just walk into things and that would be enough.
Yeah?
Can you?
Why don't you try that on stage?
This is the worst day ever.
I'm sorry.
Can you remember, like, how you made people laugh?
Yeah, I think just... Probably like nasty No, not nasty.
Wait, let's do it. Me and Rosie are five, right? Yeah. We're in your year R class. Year R, year one?
Yeah,
reception year class. You come over, little red.
Mm.
You're five as well.
Hello. I'm Rosie.
I'm Helen.
I'd be like, oh, aeroplane food. What the hell's that about?
You've
been on Tinder. This lockdown sucks, doesn't it? No, I don't know. I don't think five was probably a bit. I used to just play with it. I had a sword until I was like nine. That I used to just have, then I'd just swing it around. And my mum's got a video of me just sat on the stairs just talking to myself, wielding my sword. And I used to draw pictures that was, I could only draw. And I still, it's weird, whenever I have a pen and paper now, I doodle the same thing. It's a man's head with a sword through the head. And I draw it subconsciously without knowing. And that's all I could draw. So my mum's got like a wall's worth of pictures of just people being stabbed in the head. And so that was my thing when I was younger.
And when you drew the man with a sword in his head, did you know the man?
No, I was just being artistic.
Was it always a different man?
I'm not that good at art that it can be. So it's just a circle with two. I don't think it was anyone in particular. I just draw battle scenes. And I don't even know if it's... It just happens to be that motion that's satisfying with the pen. So it's not even the... I can't... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Would it be okay for us to ask you to sketch one of these for us to put up on our Instagram?
Yes, you can.
I think
you
it's
can.
Important that people so, know exactly what you mean.
I'm just thinking, like, in the eyes of the law,
yeah.
when you finally murder, will they use this episode?
I'm sure.
Evidence.
Oh, if that happened, please invite me to be on the witness stand. Yeah. I really think I'd be good at that.
Yeah, you can stick up for
me. I'll be a character reference.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll do the whole, like, you didn't know, no, but when you looked in his eyes, yeah. like, I kind of did know.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
guess I just pretended yeah. that it was all fine.
It is what, yeah, no, not that, but you do what you watch Netflix documentaries. The thought of being framed is a bad, is a fear. Do you get scared of that sort of stuff?
Is this something that bothers you now, Ray?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, obviously we get scared of being, everyone's scared of being framed. It's terrifying. Like,
no, he's saying to flip it.
Yeah, yeah. So you can
also,
clip it
if in. You ever get accused of something, you could be like, it's because I got framed.
Yeah. You know, like last night when I was at Domino's alone.
You were at Domino's last night?
No, I'm just needing
because I was at Domino's last night.
Well, oh, yeah, with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one did you go to?
Oh, the same one with you. We went together. Yeah. Do you not remember?
This is very exciting for us because I think usually we have people who are very, very showy from very young and you seem to be like ill, like an ill child is the best way I can describe it.
I'm excited. I'm also very concerned.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned. I just wish that we had his brother on right now.
No, he wouldn't be up for it.
I think he'd be a really good chat.
He's dead.
Oh, my God. Is he actually?
No.
Oh, my God. I did not do that.
Sorry, sorry. Are you...
Why is that so much fun? I know it's not, but like dead now, of course. It's not okay. Mm. There's something wrong with us. What I want to know, this is what's confusing, as someone who knows you, and me and Rosie both know this, is that you are someone who got quite far along in the Harry Potter auditions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how does this kid...
Well, I didn't know that.
Where you been
That's
hiding?
Amazing.
This could have been Daniel Radcliffe.
I could have been Harry Potter.
Oh, that would be a whole different film.
Yeah.
That would be such a good film. Red Richardson as Harry Potter. Wingardium Leviosa. Fucking boom, boom.
There's only ever one film because at the end you stick a sword in Quirrell's head.
I killed Dumbledore. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Spoiler alert.
No, he didn't die in the...
No, I'm sorry.
He dies in the sixth one, doesn't he?
Oh, my God.
If you haven't read them all yet, you're too old to be starting now.
Tell us what happened. Like, what is the process of auditioning?
I got streetcar, so I got seen on the street. I was I was doing my thing on the street.
Wait, you want streetcar named Desire?
No, streetcast.
Street I wasn't cast. In, yeah. What's streetcast?
So they send people out and they stop kids, you know.
Fuck off.
At least I think this guy worked for the Harry Potter movies.
I thought that was a play. A play of Streetcar Named Desire.
No.
He was seen
no.
in it.
Streetcast.
Yeah, no, I get it now.
Cat.
Oh, fuck. But you are pissing me off today, Rosie. That's ridiculous. Sorry, Red.
When you were on the street, did you have your sword?
No, they thought it was a one. No, I didn't. I was just walking along and then...
on your own.
Yeah, on my own.
Mumbling.
Mumbling to myself with a sword.
So you were walking down the road in London, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I used to say, I lived in London and... And then they said, come in for casting. And then he went in there. And then I took all my clothes off. They took Pinanji. I went in. It was a guy. And then I never heard back. The audition was on the docks in Hackney in a shipping container where I think all the Harry Potter auditions were. And they didn't have a wand, so I had to use my wit. No. But I went in, and It was the guy, he's called Christopher Columbus, who was the director. His parents called him Christopher Columbus, which first
it's
time...
insane to me. Yeah. Christopher Columbus.
If your surname's Columbus, you got... is a very... Christopher's,
Jake.
Yeah, Jake Columbus. Colin Columbus. But yeah, as someone called Red, it's the first time in my life just to go, that's a fucking stupid name. But he was... they auditioned me, but I wasn't good at... as you might know by now... I wasn't good at the, you know, I have to do the...
Well, this was what I was thinking. I was like, there's no way this kid who's mumbling to himself and not doing well with his peers is got an acting agent.
Yeah,
there's
no, I didn't have an acting agent at all. And so I did loads of, like, you have to do theatrical stuff because of all the green screen. They make you do, so they'd, like, make you do dialogue. Then they go, oh, pretend you're a chicken and it's a thunderstorm and all that sort of actory stuff.
We genuinely don't know. I'm genuinely fascinated by kids
casting.
You've
never auditioned for a Hollywood movie before.
You're such a prick.
For a franchise. You never...
No, but I remember being in the Harlington Centre on Fleet High Street and hearing that they were going to do a Harry Potter film and assuming, like everyone else in the country, that I would be cast in it, even though there was no link to it whatsoever. And there was a rumour in our town that if you auditioned for it, you had to tell a joke to the camera. And I was trying to think what sort of joke I would tell.
Yeah.
I remember that thought process very clearly. But they never went any further.
What joke
than
was it?
I can't remember now. No. It's gone. But like, I remember really thinking, like, I need to make sure I think about this later as well.
Before
I go into the Ambow School
drama
lesson.
I reread Harry Potter
in prep
to be like, could Hermione technically have cerebral palsy? Like, at some point, Wingardium Leviosa, Hermione dribbled. I'd be like, yeah!
Because J.K. Rowling keeps claiming that the character, she goes, oh, Dumbledore was gay. Yeah, it's a bit late now.
Yeah.
She will totally claim
they were all black, by the way. Yeah. The illustrator was colourblind. Yeah. And
Hermione was black. Also, Hogwarts is not accessible.
The staircase has moved, babe.
How do people live with wheelchairs?
It's like a stanner stairlift.
Is anyone in a wheelchair in the
I'm trying to
books?
Think now.
I can't think it. They have a weird as well. I remember the bit in the book and it's like Hagrid gets on a broomstick and it's weighed down because he's heavier. And you just think, but it's a magic fucking broomstick. Surely his weight, you know, it's
Are
already...
Are you serious? Is that in it?
Yeah, you think, well, surely his weight's taking people... Oh,
fucking hell,
can
JK.
Be taken by the magic. I like J.K. Rowling's books. They were a big part of... but also, I loved them because when I was young, they were great. And then they sort of set up the tone for the rest of my life by not getting the part. So they sort of enriched and ruined my life at the same time.
So did you go from multiple auditions?
So I had to do lines. So I was just doing the, oh, bloody, you know, stuff.
Quirrell.
Quirrell, stop it. Snape, stop being so mean.
So cool.
All that stuff. And then they called me back, but I don't know if it was, I don't know why, yeah. They saw something. And then, but I think it was a physical, you know, my actions weren't, I think they thought, oh, he's, because I was very stiff and like just saying, you know.
Yeah.
This has been my voice for a long time, since I was about 9. So.
You know, every story you told, I'm now just imagining you looking like that.
Yeah.
And your brain just you haven't changed.
No, it's the same. But I and then, you know, I remember they did they were like make it, they said to be like a chicken and stuff, and I had to run around going and it was just, I just didn't understand. I didn't get why you're doing that. And you think, I've read most of the books, there's not fucking chicken in it, you know. At all. I don't think, you know, you're inventing another character to mock me. But I didn't do well at that stuff, and then I just didn't ever hear again.
Oh, was it just the one audition?
No, I did two, so I got called back. Nice. So I ended up one-on-one with the director and like four people in the room.
Wow.
With Christopher Columbus, who
sailed the ocean blue.
He
is that him?
Not the first Christopher Columbus who discovered the wrong thing.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah, he is bad. And this one's even worse.
Because he didn't cast you.
Because he didn't cast me.
So did you get to meet, like, Emma Watson?
No.
And, like, no.
No,
oh,
never
maybe
put in
did,
the
like,
same
chemistry
room,
tests or something.
No.
Chemistry.
Yeah, don't when we were 10. See how we get on. Sparks
would it be
flew.
Believable that these two would fucking fend you aside? So wrong. I'd like to take back my comment.
Yes.
I think that's so cool. Were you freaking out, though? You'd read the books.
Yeah,
like...
I was. I thought... But I always... I've got a problem where I sort of... I like... Because I've been sent for, like, advert auditions in the last couple of years. And they'll tell me, you guys must have done it before, and they'll go,
"Yeah,
oh, it's a 25 grand buyout." And I just start obsessing about the money.
Yeah.
And I start spending the money before I got there. I did an audition for Betway, and I got paired up with this actor I'd never met before. And he's like 45, and he had this desperation in his eyes. Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah.
And we were meant to be a double act, never met before. So reading our lines, it was for Betway, and I kept going at the end. Like, we do the whole thing. I go to Betfred or get the wrong, because there's Betway, Betfred and Betfair. And I kept getting the wrong fucking thing. And the producer was laughing and stuff, which I didn't mind, because I was like, well, I'm getting some gags here. But I kept freaking out, because in my head I was like, 25 grand, you like, pay off my credit card. Then I can go on holiday here. And I was spending the money before I got it. And then it just ended. The guy went, "All right, speak to you soon." As we were walking out, I said to the guy, "Oh, that was a bit weird, wasn't it?" And he's like, "Mate, you can't. This is my life."
Fuck.
And I went, "Oh, sorry."
Oh, are you serious? He just turned to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just angry because he didn't find it funny. And I was younger. I think he was like Gil from The Simpsons. I need this one. But I'm him now, you know. So, but. I know how he feels, and I did at the time. I felt bad, but I didn't mean to fuck it up. And, you know, you shouldn't plan your whole life on the off chance that Betway will let you say 20
it's
seconds.
It's so easy to fuck things up. I remember the first minute of something for stand-up to cancer. Yeah. I've got to check myself because I recorded my whole segment and they made me come back on because I was like, stand-up for cancer. My name's Helen Bauer and I'm a comedian and we should be standing up for cancer. And it was only afterwards they were like, came across
stand
really pro-cancer.
Yeah,
and I was running around being like, I stand up for cancer.
It gets a really rough
times.
Ride of it, but someone needs to.
And then everyone else was just sort of like, what the fuck is happening? And they had to drag me back out to redo all my
fucking
clips because I was like this pro-cancer massive woman screaming, give it a chance! Give it a chance! It's a real shame. They haven't had me back in a while, actually. Well, weird.
But that's the thing. Auditions, perspective jobs. You've never had it, so you can't start imagining.
Yeah, you got to just go in. But you speak to people, I speak to people, and they're always like, oh, the ones you always get are the ones that you just didn't care about. And you're like, yeah, that's easy once you've got it to say that. Every single one, I'm like, this is my ticket.
I care about,
It's my ticket out of it. It's not even your ticket out of it. It's just your ticket for 6 months, you know?
It's when it's a chance to relax.
Yeah.
I went for an audition last year and I were looking for best friends. And my best friend is an actor. So we did it together, Rachel.
Oh my God.
And they did it and we got to the final two and the head of the company said no to me and her because he was like, she's disabled. They wouldn't be best friends.
Oh,
are you serious? Fucking hell.
I said, oh, Rachel, it's not like a disabled girl and her carer.
Fuck off. What was that job? Was it bleep? Fucking mo. But they did disabled people on that.
Yeah, but 4 years ago.
Oh, 4 years ago.
They've
okay.
done their bit.
I'd say they've done disabled like castings now, haven't they?
But this one wasn't about disability.
It was just two mates. Well, that's the next
battle. That's more insulting for the other girl. Really, because it's like, you're such a bad person. No one would believe you'd be friends with the same.
She got the job and they paired her with a stranger.
Are you serious?
No way.
Fuck's sake.
Bleep.
Hope Jesus. That stranger's enjoying their money.
Yeah. Enjoying a...
Bleep.
Your cow.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to ask, for me, as a kid who isn't wanting attention and then gets to audition for Harry Potter and gets through two rounds, after that, did you have a taste of the stage life? Were you like, I need to enroll in drama class?
I think I always wanted attention. I just didn't like it in a certain way. You know, I've said it the wrong way. I wanted people to go, like anyone who does stand-up, there's probably a small, tiny, thin line between a stand-up and like a military dictator, you know? It's a sort of, there's a need to, it's like when stand-ups get up and they're like, oh, you know, got this and got anxiety and stuff, and I don't doubt they do, but it's like, I know the thoughts that make you get up there, and I know what a fucking psychopath you are, so just don't, you know?
But then I think you're right, but to stick up for us all those standards, I think we like attention on our terms.
Yeah, that's what I like,
That is the psychotic part of it, isn't it? It's like, there's 20 minutes where we're like, look at me and listen to everything.
And then leave me alone, get away.
Don't even think about talking to me.
Yeah.
Unless you've done really well, in which case you reverend like a fucking
idiot.
Yeah. It's like Shia LaBeouf has either like got his knob out for no reason in a film. He's like, it's art house, so I've got a boner. You're like, I don't know why. And then he's got a brown paper bag and he said, don't look at me. But it's like, you're at a fucking awards ceremony. You could have stayed in. Also, no one cares that much, you cop. But so I always love making people laugh. That was my favourite thing to do. I like the sound of it. And it's not even like, oh, I like comedy. I wasn't even hugely, I didn't watch much. I love to make people laugh. And it's just it's just an instinctive thing. And I've always loved to do it. It's my favourite thing to do.
So did you know as a teenager you wanted to do stand-up comedy?
Yeah, I knew, well, not stand-up. I knew I wanted to do comedy. I always made people laugh. And when I was younger, I'd make people laugh in school. Yeah.
I love people who wanted to do it. Yeah. It's adorable.
So were you like a class clown?
Yeah, class clown, but not in a... Yeah, no, I was. I probably... Not in a sort of like fun way. I was definitely fun. I was funny, but I think for some people it wasn't very fun. It's a nice way of putting... I was a cock, basically, I think.
Oh, would you get laughs from being mean to someone else?
Yeah, and mean to the teachers, mean to... I ended up in school, I was no longer allowed to learn in class, so I had to learn just alone with the vice principal. So
isolation.
Yeah, exactly.
You got ISO?
So for my GCSEs, I wasn't allowed in classes because I was disruptive. So I'd get bored within seconds, short attention span...
Then
I'd start just messing with people, messing with the teacher. But I like to make people laugh. And
what sort of messing around with the teacher? Like,
I just take the piss out of them.
Make it hard.
No, I've never been good at voices, which is always something I wish I could do voices. Anything to get laughs and stuff. But I don't think it was... You hear someone like Will Ferrell and they go, he was a class clown. I go, I bet it was a joy to be in his class. I think for 60% of the class, it was a joy.
Yeah.
And for 40, it was probably just like, oh, fucking hell, it's him.
Here's Will again.
That's yeah. You know, like,
here we go.
A horrible MC at yeah. Nasty Nate yeah. Nightclub. Yeah. Are you two together? And then loads of people go, ah! Yeah. And yeah. then there's two just going, oh, this is horrible. Why am I here?
But we always look at it as such a joyful thing, the class clown.
Yeah.
But everyone else is like, I want to fucking read this. And I feel like I'm just constantly on edge waiting to be picked on. Yeah, yeah.
And I think, you know, because I could do... I found some lessons easy. I was terrible at maths and stuff, but I decided, like, 11, like, maths and science don't matter. I'm never going to have any impact in those. I never understood. I still don't get maths.
No, I was the same. I knew that I wasn't going to go to university, so I knew, like, what I needed to focus on and what I didn't.
You go leave it. I got a U in maths. But then,
oh, okay, I got to see.
Yeah, no, I got you in maths, no, but no, I just didn't.
Sorry, no, I just want to be clear. Like, I wasn't sick.
I taught myself and got an A.
That's good. That's why do you have to teach? What school were you at?
They just
locked you in a field through a calculator and hope for the best.
You're on your own. My teacher was so shit. We actually bullied him. It was really bad. He had back problems or neck problems, so we would always tell him
For the benefit of the listener, Rosie just stiffened her upper body and just twisted a couple of times, to which Red giggled with delight. Continue.
See, this is this would have been part of my material.
So because of a back problem, we would spend all lessons.
This is horrendous.
Calling them from different angles.
Oh my god!
This sounds like a prison you're in.
So you know you do mocks in your ten. Think I tried really hard. And I got a D because it just wasn't teaching.
Are you sure? He wasn't just a bad teacher, he was just crying the whole lesson.
I'm picturing this man with his look back really trying bad. His best.
Whilst everyone else was like calling him and laughing at him, I just put headphones in, sat at the back and taught myself.
Oh, my God.
But you were part of the bullying, weren't you?
I only called him, like, four times.
You were part of the... Wait.
Once is too many.
What's bizarre to me is I think that teachers with any sort of disability usually get a free pass.
Our teacher was
cerebral palsy at our college, and like no one would dare.
No.
I think college,
like, we were like dick fifth day.
I do remember a teacher starting at our school in year 9, which is like peak asshole age, year 9, isn't it?
You're the worst.
And I remember her, it was her first day, it must have been her first teacher position, it must have been like 23, 24. And I remember her first class was us, and I remember just thinking, you fucked it. Like, even as a child, I was like, you've messed this up. Because she tried to banter with us by saying all the like names that we could use, because her surname was Ranger, and she was like, the Sloan Ranger or something, like, I don't know, like that. And then she put a picture of her and her boyfriend on her desk, which is asking to get passed around. And then I remember just clinching her, like, she's not going to last the whole term, and she didn't, because someone was like, oh, where'd you meet your boyfriend, miss, where'd you meet? And she's like, we met stacking shelves at Tesco. And everyone was like, oh, which aisle? She was like, yogurt and cheese. And I was like, that's it, you're over. Your whole career is over. And I feel for you, but you fucked it for yourself.
Yeah. They have.
Yogurt and cheese aisle. Like, you're not going to survive.
No, I think children are so clever and they will sniff out weakness. I couldn't be a teacher.
No, it's so hard.
No.
It's the worst, because I think it is the worst when you're 14 to sort of 21, actually. You're probably, I think I'm a lot nicer now than I was when I was in school. Like 100.
We all are.
Because you're just sort of, you don't think about.
Yeah.
You're so terrified everyone's going to reveal that, you know, that you're just, you know, whatever. Like,
winging it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so your whole life is to constantly survive school by pointing out other people's flaws, yeah, and hoping, yes, that you shout about someone else being shit enough that no one notices, yeah, you. Well, that was me anyway.
No, but that is what it, yeah, is, isn't, yeah, it? It's just hoping, yeah, that someone has a worst. Like, what was it? Someone said on like Great British Bake Off the other day. I think it was Prue Lee, one of the contestants. She was like, "You only don't have to be the worst." And it really resonated, yeah, with me, because it's like, yeah, you don't have to make the best thing ever. You just have to make sure you're not the worst one.
Yeah.
And that is 100% school. It's like, just don't be the one, yeah, that is the worst or the best. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just,
yeah, because the best
100%
you...
middle. Yeah.
But not even that. That's brilliant. But not even that. Yeah, but like, you want to go to a kid, just be you. You know?
I would, yeah, never tell a kid that. I'd be like, blend in the background, blend in the background. Yeah, you can be you when you turn 18.
Just don't make too much noise. Don't wear anything shiny. Just try and not be noticed.
Oh, man. But how can you not get noticed when you're so you talented? You can slide through. Some people were quite, Columbus.
To teachers, we had a teacher who was a religious lady, and she didn't know. It was like she was just like a, you know, lived as a sort of hardcore Christian whole life. But her name was Mrs. Phil Cox. We obviously called her Miss Phil's Cox.
Yeah.
And she never got it. And I remember once she was said, "Are you getting pissed this weekend, miss?" She said, "I don't drink alcohol. Because why would you want to feel like you've been bitten by a snake?" So I don't think you've drank alcohol.
That you've been bitten by a snake for one drink.
But we had it similar to you, Rosie. We had a teacher called Mr. Green, and he had a stutter.
Oh,
and it was the worst.
No.
Once he tried to say Jurassic Park. He said, "If you're good, you can watch." And it went on for ages. And we were so horrible.
I can't.
And there was lessons, because he was teaching French, and so everyone was, no one gave a shit. And it was like a secondary state school where no one cares, especially, you know, no one there wanted to learn
French.
No
one's moving to France.
Yeah. No one's moving to France. You can say rosé, lambrie, is that even French? I don't know, but you know. you don't need to say anything French apart from, you know, like a few booze names. And
this point, I'd like to interject that Rosie's parents are modern foreign language teachers at a state school, but that's amazing.
Well, that's good.
Shout out to Rob and Andrea!
He's not called Mr. Green by any chance.
Sorry, man. Sorry. I just wanted to jump in. It was too pleasing.
Andrea is a French teacher.
Yeah.
Rob was a music teacher.
Oh, sorry. That's on me. Sorry, Red, continue.
So people would make him people. They'd make him say Jurassic Park again before, in order, that was a deal for everyone to calm down. And I think about that like once a day and feel awful, you know? And there's things at school, actually.
Would he always get stuck on the J sound?
Yes, of course, because we all knew what was going to happen. And then he was so, you know, it's so hard being a teacher that he was so willing. You go, "Look, I'll say it if you all behave and I'll do it at the beginning of every lesson, that'll be the deal." And you go, "That is so bad that he was willing to do that to himself." And kids are the fucking worst. They really are.
Yeah.
Like, and I think without exception, because even the nice kids or people who are sort of, you go, "You just haven't been given you a chance with the stick yet."
Yeah.
You know? The power structure's been made.
Yeah.
I think at this moment, we'd like to take a moment to really thank all of our teachers who are amazing. So a shout out to Mr. Green.
And Mrs. Fields Cox.
Mrs. Fields Cox, Mr. Green. I'd like to do a shout out for Miss Ranger, for, oh my God, the amazing teachers, Mrs. McGrady.
Yeah.
Miss McGrady even. Yeah. She'd be so angry if I said Mrs. McGrady. And Emily Tobias, who was my favourite drama teacher ever. Yeah. And Rosie, do you want to do some shout outs to the teachers?
No, Teddy Bear. Oh, shit.
Rosie taught herself everything she knows. None of you were useful for her.
No, but I'm...
She just mocked their disabilities and then went and taught herself maths.
I'm going to be on TV one day.
He's just weeping. He's like, fine, I'll do it myself.
Yeah, no, I was sure. I don't think I was naughty, but I think I was sly.
Really? I think you were good.
I've never heard anyone describe themselves as sly.
We've also never heard a baby you didn't want physical contact and want to be alone in a dark room. It's a lot of firth today, Red.
Yeah,
don't make out she's weird. Not after that.
So, like, for my A-level English was my favourite subject. And again, my teacher wasn't good. So I thought, this is me being such a prick, but I was at A levels. You know what? I deserve better. So I went behind her back.
Oh, God.
To the head of English.
Oh my God.
And I said to him, I just don't trust her. I'm going to get an A at A level. Are you going to teach me?
Oh my fucking God.
And I was like, well,
you could work for Trump.
So,
we have spoken over the years a lot about confidence on this podcast, but holy fucking shit.
So,
that is a new level. I'm going to get an A.
Yeah.
Are you going to teach me?
Yeah. So I will go.
Beyonce.
The Beyonce of Bridlington.
Okay. Daddy, take it home.
Right. This is a difficult one.
I think it is difficult. This is why I'm just like desperate for you to do it so I can watch it happen.
Right.
Because there's not much joy in him. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Just pretend you're not here for a second.
All right.
Like, he's just there's a coldness in the heart, like a misery.
Christ.
Like, deep down, like there's a baby, like a sad baby, you know? You ever seen an angry and sad baby? It's awful.
Red.
Yeah.
Look at your daddy.
Are you my daddy, yeah?
Obviously, she's your
okay.
daddy.
Obviously,
oh,
I've got a very natural maternal energy. It's not going to be me.
Okay.
Look at my stance. I'm daddy.
Okay. Hello, daddy.
Looks like you're about to piss yourself. Just aiming it right at your baby boy. Open your mouth, son.
Give me daddy.
Right, please. Helen. Red.
Yeah.
We're going on a day trip.
Okay.
Where are we going?
Harry Potter World.
Okay.
Harry Potter World in Orlando. Door, do you mean the studio set door?
In Watford.
Oh, I've never been on the studio set door. I'd love to go.
In Watford.
Is it in Watford?
Yeah.
It's somewhere in Devlinney.
Really? Yeah. That's a weird place.
Do you want to go?
It's the least magical place. And if you're from Watford listening, I'm not sorry. It's shit.
Have you been to Harry Potter?
No, never. It's too triggering for me.
Well, we're going.
Okay, we're going to go.
We're going. We're dressing up.
Yeah, are we actually going to go?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is your trip. This is your special. No, like, it's like for the sake of the podcast. Like, we're going to do it. Do you want to do it? We'll take you if you want to
go.
Yeah,
I thought you took your guests on. Cause
we've actually never done it, but I feel like we should.
Scarlett Moffat's guests get paid, and
they do. Yeah.
How you work?
No, let go, because I want you to dress as Harry, because you as a rightful heir to Harry Potter.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Wait, can I dress up too then?
Yeah. And dealing with Harry.
I hate you today.
And now, right, your dress as the real true Harry Potter.
Okay.
Helen, how are you dressing?
Madam Maxine, next question.
Great.
Thank you.
You're not big enough.
Coming from a girl who's 5'2", I think that's really fucking nasty.
She's the head of the other school,
isn't
she?
Yeah.
I'd like to get with Hagrid, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
No, I'll go as Victor Crumb. Fuck it. Crumb.
And I am just bombarding the Harry Potter world with diversities.
You're crushing it.
Because that's what it needs. I'm going to be a prefect in Hufflepuff. I'm going to come out as a gay in the first year. I'm gonna get off with Angelica Bell.
In what book?
She loves a chaser.
Jesus Christ. He's
I have never heard of a daddy day trip where it's been more about you ever in my life.
Yeah.
Does he get something from the gift shop, or is it just him watching his daddy go off with Angelica Bell?
Get up with a child.
That's exactly what sad little Red needs.
I'm the prefect.
Is it Angelica Bell? Or is she the...
Angelica Bell was a Blue Peter presenter, I think, back in the day. Rosie, I'm going to be honest with you. This day trip for Sad Little Red should be something to pep him up, but so far all he's doing is watching his daddy give Angelica a rim job.
I'm just as not Harry sure Potter it's okay. And you're kissing prefects.
Oh, she's not kissing her. You know there's more happening there.
Rimming her by the...
just but you holding your wand.
Platform
daddy.
9 3/4. I'm stood at King's Cross in tears. This is a horrible day trip.
But we're not alone.
Because I'm there with my shaved head screaming crumb on repeat. Don't worry. Crumb.
We're not alone.
Oh my God.
I've rented out the whole studio and we're going to bring every teacher that we need to say sorry to.
Why are you looking at me? I'm clean.
No, you must have.
Why does everyone think I was a dick? Actually, yeah, no, I do have one or two. I'd like to say something.
So we're going to have a lovely time. We're going to drink butterbeer. We're going to find our wands. And at the end... Red, if you want to, I would like to hug you.
Yeah, we could do that, yeah.
Are you happy?
Well, you've just rimmed someone in front of me, because I don't want to hug you after that.
Let's say she's used some Listerine after the rim
Okay,
job.
No, we can hug after that.
Am I
give me a hug.
Am I rimmed? Cho Chang.
Oh, yes.
How many people are you rimming?
Four.
All consented?
Two of them.
Yeah. So, Angelica Johnson, Cho Chang, Susan Bones, and Hooch.
What? It's also quite important to stress when and the series you plan on, which version of them.
So,
when they're 11.
Yeah.
When they're 11,
okay,
yeah. First book, they start with the rim.
Okay.
I think she said that,
no,
actually.
Fair enough, yeah. Book two old.
We're all 11.
Right, Red, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you very
amazing.
Much.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Can you please give the lovely people your social media handles?
Instagram @RedRichardson1.
Have you Sorry, have you fixed your phone yet, or is your Instagram still just selfies?
No, my phone's still fucked.
Okay, everyone follow Red Richardson, because his Instagram is just selfies because he can't take any pictures the other direction. And it's really pleasing. It looks like a 13-year-old influencer girl's Instagram. But it's genuinely very funny, but it's just selfies, so, and it's so sad.
I have to upload content, but I can't take pictures of any. but I'm at Red Richardson. I got some clips of stand-up stuff.
Very
like that.
Funny.
Yeah, thank you, Helen.
You're welcome.
Twitter.
I don't use at Red Richardson one as well, but I'm awful on Twitter. It doesn't work.
I saw a great clip of yours the other day about when you realised when you were fat.
Oh yeah, did
very
you share
funny.
It? Didn't share it. Didn't
I
like
think
it.
I shared
didn't,
it.
You didn't like
I
it.
Think I think I liked it.
Don't think so. We'll check after. I don't.
Oh my god.
I know she's bad, isn't she?
Yeah.
And you'll probably share it today and go, there you go. Yeah.
No, I can't. Cause I just shared someone else's, and it'll look like I'm just being desperate. I just shared Andy Field's clip. Very good. About water slides on the BBC.
Oh, was it good? Was it? It was on the BBC, so we need you to fucking share it. Yeah. Mine
well,
wasn't
you didn't
on the
ask
BBC.
Me, I just really liked it.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Nice.
Okay.
Right.
Follow Red.
Thank you. At Red Richardson1. Thank you.
And hey, there you go.
And thank you, Charlotte, for sending us the postcards. I'm really sorry it hasn't worked out the way that we planned.
Way.
And if you're in London, please go see Red Richardson and Friends at the Camden Comedy Club every other Wednesday.
No, it's every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. And if you want to, you can go see...
Rota Jones and Friends, which is every...
Great name.
it's actually Rota Jones and Quote Friends.
Thank you for listening. Thank Sorry about the content.
You.
Goodbye!
Bye!
Goodbye from our little show. No, okay, fine. Fuck it.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Zoe Lyons, my friend, my hero, my lover. Now we're not lovers. Yet. Hello, Zoe. Listen, it's been hard for us all this COVID shit show. So, how about you come on mine and Helen's podcast and talk about another time in your life, pre-COVID, pre all of this shit? Let's talk about little Zoe Lyons right now. All right, talk soon. Bye.
Deleted.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.